A plural noun indicates that there is more than one of that noun. Go to page number 16, exercise D. Correct the plurals. Number 1, tooths will become teat, T-E-E-T-H. Number 2, taxes will become taxes, T-A-X-E-S. Do the rest on your own. Go to exercise number E. Correct the errors and rewrite the sentences. Number 1, I am going to buy some new furnitures. In the word furnitures, S will be removed as the word furniture is an uncountable noun and it has no plural form. So your answer will be, I am going to buy some new furniture. Number 2, ask your parents advices. In the word advices, S will be removed as the word advice is an uncountable noun just like water and sand. So it has no plural form. So your answer will be, ask your parents advice. Do the rest on your own. Next we come to compound nouns. A compound noun is a noun made up of two or more words. For example, bedroom taken as one word, bus stop, two words, son-in-law, hyphenated word. To form plurals of compound words, S has to be added to the principal word. For example, mother-in-law will become mothers-in-law, father-in-law will become fathers-in-law. Go to page number 17. There's a chart on plural forms of nouns of foreign origin. Go through the chart to understand the plurals better. Go to exercise number F. Write the plural forms of these nouns. Number 1, stimulus will become stimuli, S-T-I-M-U-L-I. Number 2, analysis will be analysis but with the spelling A-N-A-L-Y-S-E-S. Do the rest on your own. Now go to page number 18. There's a crossword puzzle, exercise G. Across 2 and down 2 I will do for you. Across number 6. Proper noun. Name of the country to the east of India. Your answer will be Bangladesh. 8. Common noun. Name of the person who cures you. Answer will be doctor. Down 1. Proper noun. Name of the country above the USA. Your answer will be Canada. Number 2, abstract noun. Noun for exhausting will remain the same exhausting. Do the rest on your own. Next, go to page number 19. Rewrite each of the sentences after changing the number of the highlighted nouns. Make other necessary changes. Exercise IH number 1. The fox attacked the deer. Your answer will be, the foxes attacked the deer. Number 2, I had my tooth crowned. Your answer will be, I had my teeth crowned. Do the rest on your own. Next we come to gender. There are 4 kinds of gender. Number 1, masculine gender. A noun which is used for a male person or a male animal is said to be in the masculine gender. For example, father, manservant. Number 2, feminine gender. A noun which is used for a female person or a female animal is said to be in the feminine gender. For example, mother, maidservant. Number 3, neuter gender. Non-living things cannot be distinguished as male or female, so they are said to be in the neuter gender. For example, table, forest, sky. Number 4, common gender. Nouns that can be used for both males and females are said to be in the common gender. For example, parent, child, student. Go to page number 20, exercise I. Underline the nouns and identify the gender. Number 1, the officers are busy. Officer is a masculine gender. Number 2, her brother is a soldier. Brother is masculine gender and soldier is common gender. Do the rest on your own. Next, go to exercise number K. Write the feminine gender of these nouns by adding ESS. Some words may require a little change in spelling. Number 1, hair. Your answer will be Harris, H-E-I-R-E-S-S. Number 2, duke. Your answer will be Duchess, D-U-C-H-E-S-S. Do the rest on your own. I have given you a worksheet. Please complete it. Thank you, children.